why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Hello, this is Charles Fagmore. Welcome to another edition of Virtual Real Estate Investing Revealed with Kim and Charles Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing. I am very excited to be on the show with you today. It is, as every day, a blessing, and it's a great opportunity to once again talk about the two things that I love, which is real estate investing and the internet, which is what virtual real estate investing is really all about, is the intersection of real estate investing and the internet and technology. And so, welcome you to the show. Definitely want to let you know that today is going to be a great, great show, and we're going to talk about some important things today. It's just me today, Kim. Couldn't make it to this show, but we definitely, she's definitely here with us in spirit. So hopefully you guys will be able to live without her. I know it's tough, me flying solo, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But definitely want to give you what I want to talk about today on today's show is it's really and truly critical to your success as a real estate investor, a virtual real estate investor in today's market. And what I'm going to talk about is going to prepare you to find great deals in today's market. And let's talk a little bit about why you want to be able to find deals virtually. And then I'm going to get into, just for those of you who don't know, a little bit of background about Kim and myself and how we came about the whole concept of virtual real estate investing. But in a nutshell, what I'm going to talk about today is ways to find deals virtually, meaning ways to find deals in today's market without leaving the comfort of your own home. And not only that, how to analyze those deals, because that's the one thing, you know, that many people are nervous about. They say, well, okay, well, if I found these deals, teach me how. Okay, now I know how to find the deals. But once I find the deals, how do I analyze them and make sure they're deals just like we hope they are, so we make the right decisions, whether we're wholesaling properties, meaning quick turning them quickly for cash, or if we are rehabbing them and reselling them, or if we're buying and holding them. And so it's important for you to have the right tools to analyze properties. And I'm going to talk about some very important tools for you to have in your arsenal in today's market in order to make sure that the deals that you find virtually are, in fact, great deals. So today's show is going to focus on finding deals. Now, what we're going to focus in our next show is on how to sell those deals virtually from the comfort of your own home. Let me take a few steps back. I'm going to go into a little bit of background about Kim and myself, and then I'm going to go from there into talking about new school real estate deal finding. and why that's the way you should go, as opposed to old school, knocking on doors, beating your head against the wall, chasing deals. We want to find ways to attract deals to us and to be able to do those deals, say, okay, make a decision on those deals without having to run around. Now, this is very important, partially because when I teach these concepts, I'm teaching from a perspective of being able to wholesale, rehab, or rent properties out that are not necessarily in your own backyard. You can use these same concepts for deals that are in your own backyard, in your own town, or within a couple hour vicinity of your own home. But in terms of doing, if you're in California listening to the show, then these are very possible for you to do these deals in the Southeast where the prices are lower, or to do deals in the Midwest where, once again, the prices are lower. And that's very, very important. So let's get into a little bit of background. Let me give you a little bit of background on how Kim and I evolved into virtual real estate investing, and then I'll go back and talk about new school deal finding and then we'll take a break from there. In terms of our background, I used to be a corporate attorney, doing mergers, acquisitions, IPOs, all those great sexy things back around the time when the internet craze, internet stocks. So I guess it's kind of appropriate that I'm now talking about, you know, using the internet to invest in real estate, because when I worked for law firms in the corporate departments, working for two different law firms in Atlanta. First one was Kilpatrick Stockton. I worked there for a year, and I got headhunted. Someone called and said, hey, I want to hire you for another firm, which was Morris, Manning & Martin, which is really a technology-based corporate firm. Did a lot of stuff for the telecommunications industry, a lot of startup companies and all that stuff. And so I said, hey, you're going to give me a bonus, and I'm going to, you know, move over to your law firm. Hey, I'll do it. Not a problem. Little did they know that I was going to leave very soon. My plan from coming out of law school was always to be out of the corporate world within 2 years. And it was a year and a half. So that was, you know, that was on my mind from day one. I was looking for the right vehicle, and that vehicle happened to be real estate investing. So from using, you know, my law degree to make the connections here and there, and then going from realizing, hey, this is not where I want to be, let me get out faster than my two-year plan. Along the way, I got headhunted and went to a technology firm. I saw CEOs of companies that we were taking public start making, you know, not start making, but making, you know, millions of dollars from the time that they went public, and basically cashing out a great percentage of their equity, their risk, and we were, you know, yes, we're making a nice income as lawyers, but hey, these CEOs, the owners of the companies, were the ones making the real money, and I wanted to be on that side. I always wanted to be on that side. I just had to figure out what vehicle was right in order to get on that side of the fence. My father always instilled in me the importance of having your own thing, being self-reliant, and doing your own thing. He's had a pest control business with my mother for over, not together, they've had it since the early 70s, so for over 30-some years together. He's had it for about 50 years total. It's just an amazing thing, and to this day, he's still working. He's over about to turn 80, and he's still working because he loves what he does, because he doesn't really consider it work. He considers it, you know, just part of his life. He considers it what he enjoys, and it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like play to him. It's not really a situation where it's a grind for him. My mother, on the other hand, that's a whole other story. Let's not, I'm not going to talk about that. She wants to retire and relax and then chill, but, you know, they could if they wanted to. They just, anyway, to continue the story, in terms of me getting out of corporate America, Kim was in corporate America as well. She's working for Ericsson Telecom, and, you know, we were looking for a way to do our own thing. We started a laundromat at first. Didn't work. It was horrible. A whole other seminar, a whole other, you know, radio show we can talk about. The pros and cons of opening your own coin-operated laundromat. The key word in that endeavor is due diligence. If you've never done, you know, anyway, not even talk about that. But in terms of The way we got into the business from there, we jumped out, started buying, refining, holding properties, and, you know, spent a lot of time on my lunch hour going and looking at properties, and, you know, it was all great, and that was the way I started learning, had like a lot of great experience, you know, went to the Georgia RIA meetings and kind of got my juices flowing, and from there went to a whole bunch of seminars and boot camps and all that stuff, and it was great. But that era when I first got started was old school real estate, and not that it's been, you know, 15 or 20 years, it's only been, you know, it's been 10 years total since we started in real estate, but 8 years full time. But in terms of when we first got started and even when we made the jump, most of what we were doing was the, you know, traditional, you know, going after sellers, you know, meeting with buyers in person, running around town and running up my cell phone bills up to the thousands of dollar range and, you know, having your business, your real estate business kind of control you, which is what a lot of investors end up doing when they first start out. And even, you know, some of the investors have been around for forever. They're old school because everything revolves around them. So to me, it was all about finding a liberating way to live the lifestyle that I wanted to live while still making the income that we wanted to make. We didn't want to get into a situation where we were having another 9-to-9 because that's what I had. I was doing the IPOs and all that stuff. I would be at the printer with the accountants and the lawyers and the CEOs until late in night or early in the morning and then come right back. And that was horrible. And so getting into real estate was supposed to be the way out, the way into the lifestyle. That's what a lot of investors get into. You know, especially the ones that are, you know, seen the infomercials, have been to the boot camps, they want to live the dream. They don't want to create another job, but most investors create another job. And so that's the whole, you know, a whole other aspect of investing virtually, finding deals virtually, selling properties virtually, doing deals in different markets, your own market, using the internet and technology, which allows you to streamline things, allows you to systemize things. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Because it can allow you to actually put the real estate business together with a real estate dream, and that's being able to spend time with your family and your friends and your, you know, spending time giving back to causes, spending time in your church and learning not only real estate related things, but things about that can improve yourself spiritually, you know, physically, being able to work out every day or as many times a week as you want to. You know, those are the things, you know, having the vacations, not being tied to the business. That's what we as real estate investors really desire when we first get out there and say, I want to be a full-time investor. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to have another full-time job. When people quit corporate America or quit another business and move on into real estate, most times they're not looking to create another job, but that's what ends up happening. But with the whole concept of virtual real estate investing behind you, virtual wholesaling especially, where you can do things that will be based on the internet and technology as opposed to based on your manual labor, your footwork, you can actually do the things, live the lifestyle, live the dream, be the dream, and still make a lot of money, make 6 or 7 figures a year virtually. So that's kind of our story. We evolved into finding ways to streamline our business. You know, we read the E-Myth, we read Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and all the ones that came after it. We learned from one of the masters in Ron LeGrand, who always talked about the less I do, the more I make, which is really a saying not of being lazy or just chilling by the beach, but really systemizing your business so other people do the things that you don't want to do, the things that you only focus on the higher level revenue producing events in your business, you know, and you do the things that you want to do, and that's the way we looked at things, and that's kind of how we evolved into using the internet to market properties, to find deals, to analyze deals, to communicate. You know, that's another thing, a communication tool, so that we're not on the phone 24/7. You know, and then we have virtual people that will actually go out and analyze the deals for us, people that will talk to sellers, talk to buyers, people that will look on the websites like southernreo.com and pull down the data and produce a report for you, or go to foreclosure.com or foreclosures.com and analyze the information from the websites that are out there that will hand you information on pre-foreclosure properties. And not only that, but when we first got started, and even to this day, we deal with a lot of real estate agents in different markets. And so, I don't want to be the one to have to talk to them. I mean, I love them. Hey, they're great. They're, giving us what we need. But there should be someone in between us so that we can get have a point of contact. And you can do that with people in the U.S. as virtual assistants. You can do that with other investors that are looking to break into investing that can do some of the work that you used to do if you're a more advanced investor. And so there's a lot of different people. We have people in the Philippines, people in India, people in the U.S. that work in our real estate business that allow us to free up our time to do some of the higher level things, the planning, the analyzing of different markets to go into, expanding into different businesses to create multiple streams of income, to teach, to coach, to be able to go to soccer games and dance practices while stuff is still getting done. That's the beauty of the internet and technology. So that's one thing I definitely want to get to you to understand, is that part of the whole concept and the glory and the blessing of being able to do things internet-based and technology-based is being able to have the time back, the time freedom, and not having everything revolve around you. One is the loneliest number, and I know as real estate investors we get in and we want to get our maximum return on our investment, and we want to make sure that we do everything and everything, all that the I's get dotted and the T's get crossed. But, sometimes to be successful, to be truly successful, and to live the lifestyle that you want to live, you're going to have to give up some things. And so on that note, let's take a break.
Did you know that this is the greatest time in history to be a real estate investor? But wait a minute. Haven't you heard that real estate prices have fallen? People can't get loans? The sky is falling. Or is it really? Well, Charles and Kim Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing, and their students all across the USA are enjoying the benefits of this market. Foreclosures are everywhere. Deals are everywhere. But you need a system to take advantage of the opportunities in today's market. Did you know that real estate has created more millionaires than any other vehicle known to man? Charles and Kim Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing, want to give you the opportunity to make 6 or 7 figures a year, buying and selling properties all across the USA from the comfort of your own home, using the power of the internet and technology. They can guide you to success in today's market using their virtual real estate investing systems. They will show you how to utilize their one-stop shop, ultimate turnkey virtual real estate investing systems for finding, funding, and most importantly, profiting from real estate. For a free CD on how to use the power of the internet to buy and sell properties in today's market and to make 6 or 7 figures a year, and to receive a one-on-one strategy session, go to www.realestateinvestingprofits.com or call 1-800-311-9228. That's www.realestateinvestingprofits.com or call 1-800-311-9228.
All right, we are back. Well, I am back, rather. Today it's just me flying solo. Kim is usually with me, but we couldn't hook everything up. Somebody had to be with the kids and take care of them right now, because we're doing this show on spring break. But anyway, in terms of, that's another thing I want to bring up before I get into some meat of the ways that you can find deals and analyze deals using the power of the internet. But part of the reason why we need to live the virtual real estate lifestyle is because we have 4 kids and one on the way. Having 4 children all under the age of 8 takes some time. It takes some energy. It takes some effort, which is all wonderful. But you can't live, your business can't be every part of your life if you're going to be, you know, faithfully committed to doing the things that you want to and need to do with your children. And many of you on this line may be married. Many of you may have children. Many of you may be thinking about it. And that's the, you know, the one thing about being able to get deals coming into you in your email, where I, for example, I'll see pictures and videos and comparable sales and information about neighborhoods. And, you know, you can also get Google Maps that will drill down to exactly where these properties are. So you can get as much information, just like I do, on these properties, and you don't have to run out and go looking at them yourself. So let's talk about, finding deals, okay? Let's talk about the three best ways to find deals virtually, okay? And let's take a step back. Many of you, if you haven't heard me talk or if you don't know a lot about real estate, one of the keys, whether you're looking at single-family homes or land or lots, and the keys to finding deals where the sellers are going to be giving you the discounts that we're looking for, one of the keys is motivation. Motivation. I mean, that's something that every real estate teacher preaches or should preach about, finding the deals where there's motivation. Now, in today's real estate market, that motivation in a lot of cases is because someone's going into foreclosure, maybe a bank that's looking to get rid of the property because they're taking it back, and maybe it's someone who's got back taxes, and maybe someone who's gotten a divorce, or someone who's scared because the property value has dropped and now they want to do a short sale. There's a lot of different factors. A lot of them there's two basic ways to look at a motivation. Usually it's either property related, the property needs repairs, or it's a situation where it's financially related, some type of distress caused by moving, divorce, behind on payments, some combination, property they've inherited and they don't know what to do with, a property that they can't manage anymore, a property where someone has just been evicted, a property where they have a tenant that's not paying like they should and they just want to get out of it. So there's several different places, where you can find motivation in the person. And that's really the key to getting a great deal, is the motivation. So in terms of that, let's look at three ways to find deals virtually. And these are not the only three ways, but I want to cover these three main ways. One of the ways is REO properties. Okay, these are bank-owned properties that have been taken back in a foreclosure situation. Now, my favorite strategy is wholesaling, which means quick turning to a buyer that's going to either buy and sell their property or buy and hold or buy and lease option or some combination. So you can find deals that I'm talking about, and your exit strategy, which is very important, which I'm talking about in the next show, is your exit strategy. But as far as right now, we're focusing on finding deals, and that's through bank-owned properties, properties that the banks have taken back because of foreclosure. And one of the best ways, and, we talk about doing deals like these in different parts of the country. One of the things that we teach our students in our ultimate virtual wholesaling teleboot camps, which you can find out more information about at virtualwholesalingriches.com, is that you need to be able to have an agent in your life. You know, many people will tell you that you don't need to have an agent because agents and investors don't get along, or you can find your deals on your own. We disagree. One of the best ways, and there's banks out there that are giving properties away now, not giving them away, but selling them at 20 to 50 cents on the dollar, depending on how you evaluate them. We'll talk about in a few minutes on how to evaluate these properties from a distance using the internet. But in terms of finding deals from banks, most of the banks will list their properties with agents. Okay. Nowadays, what you have in a lot of cases is, banks that have properties in their inventory, they will list them with a realtor. You also have banks that will, because they have a bulk load of REO properties, they will turn around and just offer them directly, or they'll offer them instead of as just an individual property, as a package. And that is something that can reap great profits. But, of course, you've got to have an in buyer. You've got to have You know, if you're wholesaling, you have to have an end buyer that's ready to buy a big package of properties. And believe me, those investors are out there, because one of the things that we'll talk about, we're actually going to talk about in one of our upcoming monthly coaching calls for our students, is wholesaling properties to the affluent, to people who are wealthy, who are looking for a turnkey investment, who are looking for as close as they can get to a worry-free or hassle-free investment. And so no matter what the economy is doing, no matter what, you know, people say about a recession, there are always affluent of investors, there are always affluent people that are looking for places to put their money. And they will always be, no matter what happens, and those people in most cases are not affected by a recession like the typical average investor. Okay? These people who have money, maybe in gold, maybe in cash, maybe in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and inherited money, whatever it is, however they got it, wherever it is, real estate is a great option. No matter what, that's just not from someone who's biased because they love real estate, but it's true. There are deals out there that you can get. Say, for instance, we have deals that we have found that you can pick up for $25,000 or $30,000 right now, make $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000, or in some cases $2,000, and pass those along to an investor, and those properties are worth $70,000, $80,000, and they're turnkey. And no matter what, if someone can get a property for $25,000 or $30,000 that's worth $80,000 or $90,000, and have someone built in, I mean, that's a no-brainer investment for someone that's got any knowledge, any information about return on investment, about parking their money, about real estate, about knowing how real estate, you know, whether it's up or down now, is always going to be a tried and true investment over the long term, even more so in most cases than the stock market. And that's something where on the back end, a year, two, three, 4 years later, they can reap a nice profit. But anyway, I'm digressing. So bank-owned properties are a great source. Now, one of the best ways to find these bank-owned properties in a market that you're in or looking to be in is looking two ways. Number one, Realtor.com. Okay, so if you want to do deals in Charlotte or Memphis, Tennessee, or Atlanta, Georgia, or Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Missouri, Charleston, South Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, and I'm saying these markets as examples of markets, but they're also great places for you to potentially wholesale or to find properties to hold, and simply because some of these properties are very low price. They're like buying properties for the price of cars, and that's an awesome, awesome thing. And so, especially for you investors who listen to the show, who are in places like California, places like New York, you know, it's amazing the difference in the pricing. Even with some of the places where the prices have gone down, they're still dramatically higher on the West Coast and in the Northeast than they are in the Midwest and the Southeast, and even in a lot of places in the Southwest, like Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, et cetera. So the one of the best ways to find bank-owned properties is to enlist the help of a realtor. Realtor.com, you can put in the name of the city, you can go and find a realtor, talk to a few realtors, and see if they can help you put offers in on properties. Now, we always say, you know, looking at things as a turnkey or as, you know, having someone involved, it's always nice to have your own realtor that makes bids on, you know, 14, 15, 16 properties a week for you, as opposed to having to communicate with 14, 15, 16 agents yourself. And then if you have a realtor, you have a virtual assistant that can be that person's point of contact that can free you up from having to be in the day-to-day loop. You can just look at the deals, approve them, disprove them, whatever, and move on. So that's the thing. Okay, you got that. You got a realtor. Another way is a real estate investors association. Now, you know, there's local ones. More than likely, there's one near you. But there's also real estate investors associations in other markets. So, like, for instance, we want to do deals in Charlotte. So we join Charlotte RIA. And then we can be, you know, we don't have to fly in for their meetings, but we can put out flyers about the deals we're looking for. We can put out flyers for deals that we're selling. We can get access to their mailing list. We can get access to The resources, which is big, realtors, you know, one of those resources that's sold as a secondary way for you to find a realtor. Now, many people will say, well, you know, is the realtor going to be comfortable with me being out of state? A lot of times in today's market, they're just happy that someone is interested in doing some serious business with them. So don't worry about that. Kevin and I were actually talking a couple of days ago about, you know, we've seen some of the price drops. Like in Atlanta, for instance, properties that we know were listed selling in the 80s and 90s are now in the 40s and 50s. And the people that are hurt in a lot of cases are realtors. Now, there's two sides to that. Number one, if you are looking to find a realtor, the realtor should be hungry because they're looking, they're not, you know, they don't have the same type of commission structure that they had a few years ago. Number two, if you are a realtor, you need to be on this side of the business where you can make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in any market and not just be happy with a 3% or even a 6% full commission. So that's the message for you realtors out there is come to this side. Come over here. Come to the light. And so on that note, I'm going to go ahead and take one more break real quick.
Did you know that this is the greatest time in history to be a real estate investor? But wait a minute. Haven't you heard that real estate prices have fallen? People can't get loans? The sky is falling. Or is it really? Well, Charles and Kim Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing, and their students all across the USA are enjoying the benefits of this market. Foreclosures are everywhere. Deals are everywhere. But you need a system to take advantage of the opportunities in today's market. Did you know that real estate has created more millionaires than any other vehicle known to man? Charles and Kim Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing, want to give you the opportunity to make 6 or 7 figures a year, buying and selling properties all across the USA from the comfort of your own home, using the power of the internet and technology. They can guide you to success in today's market using their virtual real estate investing systems. They will show you how to utilize their one-stop shop, ultimate turnkey virtual real estate investing systems for finding, funding, and most importantly, profiting from real estate. For a free CD on how to use the power of the internet to buy and sell properties in today's market and to make 6 or 7 figures a year, and to receive a one-on-one strategy session, go to www.realestateinvestingprofits.com or call 1-800-311-9228. That's www.realestateinvestingprofits.com or call 1-800-311-9228.
I am back. All right. Let me give you we're talking about the best ways to find deals virtually. Talk about a realtor. Now, let me give you a couple different, or the second way is through online resources. And there's several of them. I don't have time to go into a lot of different sites, but you can do a search on Google and put in real estate investment properties, listing services, sites, and do searches that way. And one of the sites, there's three different sites that I'll give you just to start off with that can give you information on bank-owned properties where a lot of times you still can go directly to them as opposed to going to an agent. So this is something that you want to keep in mind. And it may be these deals also are mixed in with some pre-foreclosure deals, people that are not that are in distress but have not been foreclosed on yet and have the property go back to the bank. Now the bank is marketing it through an agent, and that is foreclosure.com. That's just foreclosure.com, and there's also foreclosures.com. And then check out realtytrack.com. And these sites have subscriptions where you can get a 7-day trial, give or take. They may be doing a little more, a little less. Where you can actually go in and look and see, you know, what the properties are in the different markets that you choose. So that's a great way to find motivated sellers that are pre-foreclosure or have some type of distress situation, and then also bank-owned properties. Another one is a resource, virtualhotbargainproperties.com. That's V-I-R-T-U-A-L HOTVARGAIN PROPERTIES.com, Virtual Hot Bargain Properties.com, the site run by Tim Mai. He has several different motivated sellers that he gets resources when he taps into and puts them all into a you know, it's all a great resource for you that you get via subscription. So check that out. Another way, I mentioned SouthernREO.com. You also might want to go to HUD.com. The properties are being listed by HUD.com. And so you definitely want to check those websites out. And the thing is, you can go on those sites. You can see what properties are listed. You can do your due diligence. You can do your homework online and then contact them and decide if you want to move forward with a deal. And so that will make your life a lot easier. And a lot of times, you know, if you're making bids on properties in your own market or properties that are in other markets, what you make sure that you have, if you, whether you're going directly to the source, whether you're going through a realtor, is you want to make sure you have an inspection period in there, preferably 10 days, that will allow you to make your determination on whether or not you want to move forward with that deal. If you're wholesaling it, it'll give you time to market your deal. Once it's under contract, you get a 10-day time period where you can get out of the contract, you get out of the deal if you want to because of, you know, whatever you know, you don't like. And that will allow you, in many cases, to find some, to have someone in a particular market to go look at the property. A lot of times, realtors in different markets will be more than willing to look at properties for you if they know that they may have a relationship with you going forward. And then a lot of times, you know, you may be able to go to Craigslist. Let me give you three sources to find people who can help you take pictures, or not help you, but take pictures and videos. One is Craigslist.org. You can go to the particular city that you want someone to take pictures in, run an ad posting saying, I need someone to take photographs and videos, must have reliable transportation, and must be prompt, must deliver quickly. That's one way. You can go to Backpage.com and look for people. You can also go to Kijiji. I like to say that name. Kijiji.com. K-I-J-J-I.com. I believe that's it. But if you put in any combination, you should pull up Kijiji. I believe it's K-I-J-J-I.com. Pretty sure, but you, that should be able to find it pretty easily. Another thing that you want to look at is, excuse me, and you know, having someone, like I mentioned, those sites will allow you to post an ad for free. You can upgrade to a paid ad on Backpage to have a higher level ranking, but that will allow you to find someone that can help you take pictures, do videos, and in many cases also run comparable sales for you. And that kind of, that leads me into the next point. I want to mention one more target prospective seller specifically before I go into the next session, which is analyzing these deals, which is absentee owners, meaning someone who owns a property in Charlotte, North Carolina, who lives in Maine, or who has a property in Charlotte, North Carolina, and has several properties, their rental properties, or has inherited their property, their absentee. They're not living in the house that you are marketing, the house that you are looking to buy. They're not living in that house, but they do own it. That's an absentee owner. And a lot of times those owners right now are very motivated to sell, even if they're not in foreclosure, because they don't know what's going on in the market. They're uncertain. They're confused. And you can work a lot of great deals from sellers that are absentee owner sellers. So you want to keep that in mind as well when you're looking to have someone in your, or looking at the ways that you can find these deals on the internet. Now, what you can get in each individual city you're looking at is a list of the tax records. In most states and most cities, most major cities, you can get a list of the property. You can get this list. You can get it from a friendly realtor who will run this list for you. If you have access to MLS, you can find this. And then there's SRDS.com, StandardRateDataServices.com, where you can purchase a list of absentee owners, people that are not that on the tax rolls. The tax address where the tax bill goes is different from the address where the house is. And so you can find that list and find a, you know, find property owners that are probably very, in a lot of cases, very motivated to sell. They may have a don't wanter that you can want and get from them at a very discounted price. And so that's very, very good source of motivated sellers after the owner. So I wanted to mention that. you can market to that list in the mail. You can do reverse lookups and see if you can get phone numbers and call them or send a voice broadcast to them and let them know that you're looking to buy properties in that particular market. And you can do a combination of postcards, letters, and emails if you can get their emails and or phone calls and go from there. So that's a really, really cool source right there. Let's go into analyzing deals and make sure we're staying on point and don't run out of time. got a frog in my throat. I don't have a cat in my throat. Where we are is analyzing deals. Now, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but it's important for you to remember some key principles in analyzing deals virtually. Is that there are three important things that you need to analyze from a distance and from anywhere. This is a property that could be next door to you. But you definitely need to know, a lot about these things. These things that you can gather very, very quickly. The three keys to analyzing any deal. There's four keys. The first one is the value. That's critical. You want to make sure that you know how much the house is worth. And usually we're looking at the after repair value, the after fix up value, or if the house doesn't need any repairs, we're looking at the straight market, fair market value of the house. So you're looking at the value. And then secondly, you're looking at repairs. Okay. Now, just let me go to the third one, which is the area. That's important. And then fourthly is the marketability of the house, meaning is the house, how appealing is the house? How appealing is it once you fix it up? Or is it a house that's just too far gone because it's functionally obsolete, needs to be knocked down, and you need to put a whole new house on that lot? Those are the things that you need to know in general. But those are the four things you need to do from a distance or from close up. Like I said, it could be a house right next door to you, your house where you live or your apartment where you live. You need to have those four things in order for you to analyze deals. So value, let's start with that. And let me before I go into the value, let me get a little bit of a disclaimer just so you know that the properties that you look at, I'm talking about single-family homes today. Another show we'll talk about land and lots and pre-construction and the different other multi-units, apartment buildings, commercial deals that you can wholesale or rehab or hold on to. But today we're talking about single-family homes. But don't get me wrong. You as an investor should also be looking at other avenues, other types of properties for you to do deals on or with, however you want to describe it. So I just want to get that out there to keep, make sure your mind is expanded. Because when we teach people the concept of wholesaling properties, we teach them that, number one, there's three things that they need to know. Is that, number one, your buyers can be from anywhere. They can be from out of the country. They can be from out of state. Two, your sellers can be from anywhere. Three, the properties don't have to just be single-family ugly homes. They can be single-family pretty homes. They can be new construction. They can be land. It can be a lot. It can be attractive land. It can be a note. You can wholesale a note. You can wholesale a property you're wholesaling your contract on your interest in the lease option, several different ways. So I want to expand your mind. And then another key to that is expanding your mind and being able to use the internet and technology and getting comfortable with that. And so, anyway, to talk about how to analyze deals, we're talking about first value. And let me give you a resource for that. That's virtualinvestorcomps.com, VirtualInvestorComps.com. If you go to that site and put in the code VREI30, you can get a free 30-day subscription to this service, which is, in our humble opinion, the best service that you can have out there. It's far better than the free sites where you get comparable sales, and far better than the other paid sites like First American, RealQuest, Crisscross, Haynes Directory. Much, much better by far. And not only that, but you can do analysis. You can find comparable sales for properties all across the country, which is right in line with what I'm teaching you how to do, what to do in terms of finding deals in all markets across the country. Well, not necessarily all. You don't have to be in all at once, but then doing deals outside your own backyard. So that's the big thing, is value, okay? And what does value really mean? It means how much is the house worth. You know, there's a difference in a lot of cases in terms of what an appraisal will bring and what is the house truly worth. And that's a question that you need to answer, especially from a distance, because, you know, people can get an appraisal on a house for whatever they want. You know, a lot of cases, a refinance appraisal is going to be a lot higher than an appraisal that's going to be used for a purchase and sale if someone already owns the property and looking to pull cash out. And so the value of the property is critical. And you as an investor, a virtual investor, need to make sure you know that. And, of course, you don't have to get down to the penny by any stretch of the imagination, but you need to know that. You need to have a source. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll run the Virtual Investor Comps program, and then we'll also talk to a realtor and make sure, hey, we run these comps. We just want to make sure we're on point. And so that's important, because whether you're wholesaling a property, whether you're rehabbing it and selling it to a homeowner, you know, whether you're going to do a rental, you must know the value. Especially when you're out there making offers, you know, if you're making an offer on a property that you think is worth $150,000, and you're making an offer of $80,000, hey, that's a great deal if it's truly worth $150,000. Now, if it's only worth $100,000, that's not so good of a deal, clearly. So you've got to know, and there's a lot of pockets in the country where the values have changed and have gone down, and, you know, because of the foreclosures in the area, because some houses are not moving. So you need to make sure that you know what the value is. That's number one. And do a double check. And that we've always, since the beginning when we've done deals, have always looked to have backup data and have a couple different sources to make sure, you know, from actual data we pull to an appraiser to a realtor. You know, and it's real easy, real quick to run these things and make a phone call or send an email and just confirm what you found. Very important. Two is repairs. Now, this is something, you know, whether no matter what your exit strategy is, you're looking at a property from a distance. And mind you, these techniques can be used in your own backyard where you don't have to run out and look at all these properties. And, you know, you can make offers via email, fax, and phone and not have to run out yourself. So anyway, repairs. You need to have an understanding of what repairs are needed. What we do is have an inspection sheet where we actually send someone out to look at the properties and detail the repairs. You can have a realtor do this for you. You can have someone who's just taking pictures for you in that market, fill out an inspection sheet, and get as many detailed pictures as possible so that you know what the repairs are going to be. And then, so you need to be able to know that in order to analyze your deals. And then thirdly, the area. The area is important because you need to know what kind of area it is. Is it a you know, a cracked house neighborhood? Is it an area where, you know, it's an up-and-coming area? Is it a middle-class neighborhood? Is it an upper-middle-class neighborhood? And so you need to know, have an assessment, you know, they're really and truly, when you're looking at areas, you're looking generally at four different types of areas. You're looking at one, which is a war zone, which is crack town, which is where you don't really want to be. Two is an area that's step up, where it is working class, a lot of people who are renters. And then above that, you have a middle class, quasi-suburban type neighborhood. And then above that, you have an upper-income neighborhood. And then, of course, beyond that, you have the luxury homes. But in terms of most of your investment homes, we're talking about those four main areas. The fifth would be the next – I'm sorry. You'd have the – let's look, count them again. Like we're on Sesame Street. Number one would be a crack house, war zone area. That's a one. A two would be an area where it's a step above, where there's a lot of renters, but it's an up-and-coming working-class neighborhood, not a lot of drugs and prostitution going on. Number three would be your middle-class neighborhood. Number four would be your upper-middle-class neighborhood. A lot of times those will diverge a little bit depending on the part of the country. And then on top of that, the fifth area would be your very high-end luxury homes, usually your $500,000 or more. And in California, that's your $5 million home. No, I'm just kidding. In California, that's usually your $1 million or more home at least. And so a lot of times $2 million and $3 million. And sometimes in California, your middle-class neighborhoods are your $800,000 homes. But anyway, that's important, your area. You have to know that because it's going to help you determine what your exit strategy is. If you're in a neighborhood that's a crack house town neighborhood, unless you have buyers that want that and don't care about the neighborhood, then, you know, who are investors, then you're not going to really have that much success turning the properties. They may make good rentals, but you may have a problem keeping the tenants, you know, in there over the long haul. So anyway, that's really the key, is having the right area and knowing, you know, if you're in a middle-class neighborhood, you may be able to rehab it and retail it to someone who wants to live there. If you're in that number two area, you may need to wholesale it because your best strategy is wholesaling, because that's an area where an investor can come in and have a stable rental property or a lease option property. Okay, so that's number three. Number four is the home itself, which is really a question of marketability. And that's important, and that's something that you need to make sure you know of when you're dealing virtually, because you want to be in a situation where you have properties that are not shotgun houses where they're leaning over. When we've seen, just because I always tell our students, just because the numbers work, you can have a nice area, you can have repairs that are minimal, you can have a great value, you can have a seller that's going to give you a mean discount, but that house may just be totally jacked up. It may have the wrong things wrong with it, meaning it may have foundation problems, it may have water damage, it may have just a lot of stuff going on with it, or it may have functional obsolescence, which is a another way of saying that the house is not put together right. You go through the kitchen to get to a bathroom, or go through one bedroom to get to another bedroom, and it's just functional. It's not the proper way for a house to be laid out. It could be an old school house that was used as a rooming house or whatever the case may be. So the house itself, and that's also a function of the curb appeal, what it looks like from the outside, and this is going to vary from area to area. So if you're looking in Oklahoma City, what may be appealing to an investor looking in Oklahoma City or to a homeowner looking in Oklahoma City is going to be different than looking at a house in Jacksonville, Florida, or in Los Angeles, California, because the one thing I've learned in doing deals across the country and looking at houses across the country, different areas really have really different characteristics. Because if you're looking at a house in Jacksonville, Florida, that's a stucco house that's brick block, that may be a very, very appealing house to most people in Jacksonville, Florida. But if you're looking at that same house in Atlanta, Georgia, not so much. And that's definitely what you need to know when you're talking about your markets. You need to know what's the prevalent kind of house. And you need to be able to market that. And that's important, because even if you're wholesaling a property, then what's going to be appealing to your buyer is the ability for your buyer to have someone love that house, whether it be a potential tenant or whether it be a potential homeowner. So they need to know this house is going to be marketable to their end customer, whether the end customer is another investor they're going to wholesale to, whether the end customer is a renter, whether the end customer is a homeowner. So that's important for you to know and to determine. So those are the four keys to analyzing deals virtually, is the value, especially using virtualinvestorcomps.com, repairs, the area, and the marketability of the house. that's very, very, very important. And I think we're actually just about out of time. I mean, man, time really flies when you are having fun. And I'm definitely having fun. So to wrap it up, you know, on this show, I wanted to talk to you about finding deals, talk about the three best ways four best ways, really, to find deals in today's market virtually, and then how to analyze those deals. So from there, you also want to have the right mindset. You know, I always want to have a piece on mindset and having the right, you know, ability to believe in yourself and to believe that you can really achieve. I think that's more important than ever in today's market, because you need to know that you, as a real estate investor, you're looking to change your life, and you're in the business of changing your life, but also being able to change the lives of others, because whether you're wholesaling those properties, the people that buy from you looking for a change, the people who are buying, if they're lease option from you, are looking for a change, the people who are buying from you as a homeowner are looking for a change, or buying from your buyers looking for a change. So we're really in the changing business. We're really in the changing, upgrading, helping people achieve what they want to achieve, and we're in the real estate business. And we're not only that, but, you know, what I want to convince you of is the fact that you're also in the hope business. Because you know, and especially in today's market, many people are down on real estate. Many people are saying, okay, well, it's not as great as it was. But I'm here to tell you that it is just as great. Not only that, but if you can, like, it's like going to a BMW dealership where the cars are normally $100,000, and you can get them for $20,000. And then imagine what those houses are going to be worth down the road, or those cars would be worth. And so that's what you have to believe in, is the market, because that's the whole part of it. Because you have to know that you are really and truly in this business to win it. And you have to know. You have to really, really, truly. That's the third thing, is believing. So it's really changing. It's hope. Knowing that, you know, what you do. Knowing that this market is really, truly good if you peel back the onion layer a little bit, and just realize that what's going on is supposed to be going on, and then believing that you can succeed no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody says about you, the market, your investments, your decision-making, your past, you know, your family, whatever it is, you have to believe that you can truly do this thing. And that's really key as well. And so I definitely want to impart that to you, tell you that's how it is. You need to have, you know, that you're in a changing business. You need to be able to have hope. You need to believe. And you need, don't listen to the pundits and the naysayers. So with that being said, we're going to go to one last break. But this is the end of the show. I definitely want to thank you for listening in, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening on podcast or whatever the case may be. Kim and I want to say God bless you. We really and truly love doing what we do, and we hope to see you at one of our online events, one of our teleboot camps, or our online video trainings, or at a live event. And we look forward to having you in our presence one way or the other. God bless you. Goodbye.
Did you know that this is the greatest time in history to be a real estate investor? But wait a minute. Haven't you heard that real estate prices have fallen? People can't get loans? The sky is falling. Or is it really? Well, Charles and Kim Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing, and their students all across the USA are enjoying the benefits of this market. Foreclosures are everywhere. Deals are everywhere. But you need a system to take advantage of the opportunities in today's market. Did you know that real estate has created more millionaires than any other vehicle known to man? Charles and Kim Petty, the king and queen of virtual real estate investing, want to give you the opportunity to make 6 or 7 figures a year, buying and selling properties all across the USA from the comfort of your own home, using the power of the internet and technology. They can guide you to success in today's market using their virtual real estate investing systems. They will show you how to utilize their one-stop shop ultimate turnkey virtual real estate investing systems for finding, funding, and most importantly, profiting from real estate. For a free CD on how to use the power of the Internet to buy and sell properties in today's market, and to make six or seven figures a year, and to receive a one-on-one strategy session, go to www.realestateinvestingprofits.com or call 1-800-311-9228. That's www.realestateinvestingprofits.com or call 1-800-311-9228.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.